past, the first of some 4,500 remains of German soldiers and several hundred civilians who died on Czech territory during the Second World War were buried in the West Bohemian town of Cheb last week. The local cemetery will thus become the last of several German military burial grounds in the Czech Republic. For some, this is a sign of true reconciliation, but others feel that the soldiers who once invaded Czechoslovakia on Hitler's command should not be buried in Czech soil. Jan Richter attended the ceremony and brought back this report.
Gestern, vor 90 Jahren, endete der Erste Weltkrieg.
The large and somewhat derelict cemetery in the town of Cheb in the westernmost tip of the Czech Republic became last Wednesday the final resting place for 450 unknown German soldiers killed on Czech territory during the Second World War. Their remains in small coffin-shaped boxes were laid in graves not far from the large tombstones of the town's German-speaking inhabitants, whose families were expelled to Germany after the end of the war. These were the first of some 4,500 soldiers of Nazi Wehrmacht, who together with several hundred German civilians will be buried in the Cheb cemetery. The German ambassador to the Czech Republic, Helmut Elfenkemper, was one of the officials present at the ceremony.
We have had a situation where these more than 4,000 war dead had to find a final rest place, which was, let's say, technically difficult because of a number of legal reasons. But I think we have had a very constructive attitude from the city council of Cheb here. I think generally speaking, this is very well accepted. This is not the first German war cemetery here in the Czech Republic. In the area of Karlovy Vary, there are two others, and there are others in other parts of the country.
The soldiers' remains were exhumed in the 1990s from various sites around the country, but it took the German War Graves Association 5 years to reach an agreement with the local authorities on giving them a burial site here in Cheb. The head of the association, Reinhard Fier, explains what the problem was.
As you see, that's a very big problem. We have a political difference between Germany and the Czech Republic, not official, but the people living here, they cannot understand why we try to make a cemetery here in the Czech Republic, because Germany is not so far. Why here? No? But I say the soldiers and their kameraden in the former time, they say, the veterans, they say they had to bury there where they fall. And this is the reason that we are go and say we must stay here.
And Mr. Fierer believes the cemetery could also become a sort of memorial of times that will never return.
The other reason is, in the Czech Republic, the people can say the German soldiers were here, and this is the time never come back. Yes? And so I think it's a good situation to show that the cemetery is here in the Czech Republic for the German soldiers.
The agreement between the town and the War Graves Association would not have been possible without the consent of Cheb's mayor, Jan Svoboda. I asked him if it was difficult to convince the opponents of the project that it was a good idea.
We didn't try to persuade them. We just responded to a petition from the German Association. As is common in politics, 4 years ago, when we were in coalition with the Social Democrats, they weren't against the plan. Now that they're in opposition, they're suddenly against it. So as things stand, the ruling coalition was for it, and the opposition didn't agree. But I was debating the matter with MP Pavel Hojda on TV, and he had no rational reason why they shouldn't be here.
Pavel Hojda is an MP for the Communist Party and a member of the Cheb Town Council. He is one of the people who are strongly opposed to the idea. He says he is worried that the cemetery with thousands of soldiers who took over Czechoslovakia in a quest for world domination could become a different kind of memorial. Mr. Hojda says he doesn't mind the fact that there are German war cemeteries around the country, but since the remains were exhumed, they should not be reburied in the Czech Republic.
What I do mind is that these remains were exhumed and reburied in a place that might become a sort of pilgrimage site for some people, Once these remains were exhumed, they should have been taken back to where those soldiers came from, to the country they fought for. There is no reason at all why the soldiers should be buried on Czech territory, and especially in Cheb.
Cheb was one of the largest towns of what was known as Sudetenland, an area around the Czech borders inhabited by ethnic Germans. In 1938, these regions became part of the German Reich, and after the war, some 3 million Germans were expelled from the country. Pavel Hojda says he personally has no problems with the Germans, but some things are just better left alone.
Precisely because it's 63 years after the war, these issues should not be stirred up. I think that our cooperation with Germany is absolutely trouble-free. I see it every day. We have no problems here with the Germans, except for the sex tourists, of course. So we have standard, good neighbourly relations, which are only disturbed by the so-called unsolved issues.
In the streets of Cheb, I asked several people how they felt about the German military cemetery in their town. This woman says she is not happy about it. She believes that the remains should be moved to Germany because the soldiers were not welcome here. Another person said they didn't mind in principle, but were concerned there might not be enough room in the cemetery for the people of Cheb. But most people I talked to just didn't care. But German Ambassador Helmut Elfenkemper believes the military cemetery could be an opportunity for reconciliation of past wrongs between Czechs and Germans.
I think those, I'd say, rather marginal circles who might have had objections against it will now see that a positive effect in the sense of a further going reconciliation will go out from this place here. As some of the speakers here have said at the ceremony, we must not forget the past, of course, and November is a good time to recall that fact. But we must let the dead rest in peace.
This year, the German War Graves Association exhumed 38,000 German soldiers in Central and Eastern European countries. The head of the association, Reinhard Führer, says they sometimes face similar problems as they did in Cheb, but he believes military cemeteries from Europe's past wars are important for the future.
Jean-Claude Juncker, the Prime Minister from Luxembourg, he said on a ceremony on a cemetery, on a German cemetery, he said, if in Europe you can't understand another, if you have every conflict, and then come to a cemetery of the soldiers, then you can see what a not united Europe can be.